Hello, it's Monday, June 7th, and that means exactly two things. Be proud of who you are, and be proud of everyone who is around you for being who they are. Don't be a jerk. And it's time for the Lighting Industry News Brief brought to you by Keystone Live. These are live demo series about installation, new products. You can learn about the Future Fit LED retrofit kits, new solutions for legacy fixtures. They're going to change the way you think about lighting, and it's all light made easy. That's KeystoneTech.com or the link in the description. Getting into the news, Congress is about to probably stimulate the U.S. semiconductor industry to the tune of $52 billion. Nailed is backing a new podcast series from Edward Bartholomew and John Arthur Wilson to discuss diversity and inclusion. Advantis has bought Victory Light. This is a durable goods maker acquiring the office and decor manufacturer. Lambent, a PE firm, has bought VLT there in Minnesota. Osram is selling their North American digital systems business to Acuity. That's a big deal. Get a Grip on Lighting features Taisha Bezzo. Listen to that right now. Or wait a few minutes, let me finish, and then go listen to that episode. That seems good. Energy Focus is teaming up with 3UV for marketing and distribution. They're a Med Solutions subsidiary. LPMG is filing preliminary paperwork for an IPO. They're Montreal-based, which means Canadian stock markets are weird and different. Orion has announced some revenue increases. Q4 revenues are up 37% and are expecting next year to be up 22% overall. Leadersen is partnered with BridgeLux on phosphor technology. And Electric Mirror is creating a UV disinfection spinoff company. They're based out of Seattle. The Patent Appeals Board is actually reversing course on their decision in MaxLight versus Zhajing. They're actually going to review all the patents and determine whose burden of proof it truly is in this case. In events and webinars, the IES will present on 6 projects this June and July. These are coming from 6 different laboratories. Guangzhou International Lighting Exposition has been postponed indefinitely. In stock news, SemiLeds has gained 120% in share value last week, and we have an explanation as to why. Energy Focus is up 35%. In market projections, HIDs will grow by 25% over the next 6 years. Efficient lighting tech will grow by 2% in 6 years. Lighting contactors will reach $1 billion in value quite soon. LED lighting will reach $73 billion in the next 5. Airport lighting will grow by 3.5%. Livestock grow lamps will reach $8.6 billion in 2 years, whereas plant grow lamps will grow by 7% over the next 5, and the work lights market will reach just under $1 billion in value in the next 5 years. And rep agencies, Insight Lighting has picked Diversified for Philadelphia and New Jersey. Recommended reading, all these links are on nailed.org. We have a discussion from the New York Times as to why we are running out of everything. The ALA is weighing in on socketed versus integrated LED luminaires. We have a discussion of predictive modeling for energy optimization. We have Signify's Elena Vives being interviewed, as well as LumiLED's CEO. Not the same interview, different interviews. Read both. We have the role of lighting in the IoT, and we have lighting strategies in the office. IoT news. Osram is partnered with Infineon. These are for near-field communications in LEDs. Amazon is going to share your Wi-Fi with your neighbors if they all have Ring or Echo devices. You can still opt out today or tomorrow. Get on that if you don't want to share your Wi-Fi with your neighbors. Orange and SmartKey are planning a smart city on the blockchain. One day, someone will figure out what the blockchain is in fact good for. This pilot program is running in Poland. In R&D, UMichigan has put the hum that fluorescents emit to good use. They're planning data storage in magnetic fields. In horticultural, Fluence, that's another Osram company, has partnered with Prosperant. Prosperant is a greenhouse company, preferred LED provider, deal considered closed. In dark skies, Zion National Park is the fifth dark sky park in Utah. Four Colorado towns are granted dark sky status. Edisto Beach in South Carolina has created a turtle-friendly lighting program. And the Adler Planetarium has proposed an inexpensive light pollution monitor based on a ground-observing network. In local news, Oregon is offering farmers efficiency grants. West Hollywood has debuted a public light sculpture display. Corpus Christi, Texas, West Harbor Bridge. They had the Fancy Dan colored LED thing that you can light up in different ways to support local sports teams or causes or whatever. And that's coming down because it costs too much to keep up. An omen for the future? Who knows? Fort Collins is adding solar lighting to bus stops. The International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 46 is on strike. Ottawa, Ontario is spending $300,000 on park lighting upgrades. Con Edison is offering instant lighting incentives. Canadian chicken farms will be eligible for efficiency grants. Niles, Ohio is upgrading 300 streetlights. Elmira Heights, New York is beginning upgrades on theirs. And Temple Airport in Texas, their lighting has received an award. California has changed their sustainability metric. It's not just going to be strictly lumens per watt, but a new regulation will focus on total benefit to the system. In weirdness this week, no, you cannot power a light bulb by holding it to your vaccine injection site. Just no, that's... don't be dumb. You can turn yellow LEDs green if you immerse them in liquid nitrogen. The same actually holds true for green LEDs if you put them in. It's a fun Twitter thread, playing with liquid nitrogen. Watch the videos if you can. Amsterdam is adding LEDs to the street, specifically at bike intersections, color changing, to help signal driver-rider behavior. And in people news, Catherine Donkey has left her position as CFO of Osram. That's three. Three for Osram this week. American Lighting is adding Zhao Guang Zhao and Megan Teppo to LED product development team. Osram Douglas Lighting Americas has appointed Todd Smith as VP of sales. Nora Lighting has added four new people, and Signify has added two to their horticultural division. Thank you for listening. Thank you to Nailed. Get associated, get educated, try new things. I think there's a convention coming up for us. I don't know. In the meantime, I've been Scott Walker. Enjoy the music. Enjoy your week.